All right, Joel Train, where are we? St. Louis. I was watching the...
Really at that point right now? You don't know where you're at?
Yeah, kind of. Listen, I was watching the Hartraft Troll Train battle with great intensity because you were on TLDKTM and Hartraft's there now and you're doing your thing. He's doing Rarex program. I wanted to see who wore who out, how that was going to go, but he slipped away from you a little bit. But still, good ride.
He's on the Mike Brown program. You can't give Seth any credit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think Brownie quit already.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Well,
he didn't even make it a month.
Well, then. No, but
no, it was a good ride.
In all seriousness, yeah. Like, I didn't get the... I had a really good pre-lap start, and I was like, oh, it's on.
And stop it.
And then I kind of botched the main start. Not bad. I mean, I still came out, like, sixth, and then kind of got into it a little bit in the first rhythm, and I think maybe Mosman and Ferrandis went down. Like, it was sketchy. I was lucky I didn't get landed on.
Did it look like Cooper to me? I got to watch back, but Cooper jumped in the middle higher. Like, he did some rhythm that no one else did. Did that cause it? I don't know.
I don't really know. Okay. Honestly, it's all a blur. Yeah, I blacked out for a sec. I made a few good passes right at the beginning, and then found myself in sixth battling with Hartraft for, honestly, the entire race. And it was like, for me, first time this year actually being up front, because last weekend dead last most of the main. Yeah. So it was a lot, intensity-wise, pressure-wise, I was kind of a little, like, for sure the nerves were there. And I definitely rode a little tight, and I definitely had a lull in the middle of the race. Yep. And I didn't realize Ferrandis was actually like a lap down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and when he passed me, it kind of like deflated me a little bit. Oh. But then he passed Hartraft, and that like kind of deflated him too. So it was like, yeah. And then, yeah. But I seriously thought I was in sixth. So then when we crossed the finish line, and Hartraft was like panic revving, and I'm like, what are you celebrating, dude?
Way to go, bro. You got fifth.
Excited for fifth. But, yeah, and then I saw third, and I'm like, what happened?
Oh, really?
Because I didn't realize. I saw, I think, maybe Lawrence crashed out.
Explain Leroy for no pit boarding.
Yeah, well, Leroy was already yelling at me. Oh. But I did look at the pit board, just not at the key pivotal points of the race.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Well, hey, St. Louis, always a good track, always good dirt, huh? Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've raced here in, like, since 2014, I feel like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a while. So, no, it's good to be here. I love the Midwest. Right. I love cold and snow.
Nice.
But, yep. No, in all serious notes, it was definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
We made changes throughout the day in the right direction, and I feel like we ended on a high note.
If only the parade lap start could have been the main start.
Yeah, sure, could have, would have.
All right, thanks, Joel.
Yeah, thank you.